Good morning, good morning. My name is Louis Bird, and this is January 9, 1989. This tape recording has to do about talking about making a documentary movies about the Cree people in Hudson Bay, and especially in Winnisquam. Winnisquam Mean is a group of people that have lived in Winnisquam River, the branch, the tributaries of Winnisquam River, and also north and east, northwest and northeast from the mouth of the Winnisquam River, or along the Hudson Bay coast. These people, they belong to what they call Winnisquam. They have lived here a long time before the white men came in. And they have their own life, they have their own skills to survive on the land, and they had a method of hunting, and they were the migrating people. Migrating people mean following the season as the animals move around in different seasons. Before the white man, these people live in the coast in summertime to stay away from the flies, and also to hunt the waterfowl, which mean ducks and all that, while they are molding, because ducks and other different kind of ducks usually have their geese or ducklings along the coast of Hudson Bay or James Bay. So that's why the Cree people usually go hunting in the Bay area, besides trying to stay away from the flies, mosquitoes, and all kinds. And another reason is that the Cree people know the moose and caribou and other big animals will go into the coastal area because of the same reason also, to stay away from the flies. The flies that we call as bull flies, which used to drive the caribous crazy. So the caribous will go into the bay right up to the tide water and stay out there to wash the flies off their body and also live around there where the wind is strong. So the flies are not too many flies bother them. So for that reason, the Cree people used to live right close to the bay in summertime. And starting from there, from the summertime, we can move on to the fall. When the flies are starting to diminish, like mosquitoes and the sand flies, so the native people start to move inland, because by this time, the inland, up the rivers, you know, the mosquitoes and other flies are mostly are gone. So they start to move inland, the native people, the Cree people from Winnisquam River. They go up as far as 200 miles, most some of them. Some of them drop along the way. And they leave in September. They leave the mouth of the river to go up and find the wintering camp where they winterize. So it's those wintering camp they choose. They usually choose the creeks, the one that's branching off the main Winnisquam River. And they chose the spot because they know the fish will come down the river before January during those 2 months. And they chose these places where they know where most fish will come down into the main river. So they chose that, and they also set up a fish trap. That is the important thing. They said they chose the river to set a fish trap, which will supply themselves with food and also for other reasons for fish. So they eat the fish, they smoke them to preserve them at the beginning, and when it starts to freeze, they just freeze them right directly from the water into the cache.